a two, a one.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fart Talk with Dana
and Lex.
Hi, welcome.
My crew loves to farty all the time, farty all the time, farty all the time. My crew wants to farty all the time, farty all the time.
Welcome to Fart Talk. My name's Dana.
And I'm Lex, and that is our boy Twan.
Yeah, we both gave birth to him. We gave birth to him the other day, not 30-something years ago, whenever he was born. How are you guys doing? It's good to see you guys tonight.
Well, someone is farting already. Facebook user.
Okay, I recognize that guy. His name is Johnny Toot Tones.
Hey.
Ding dong, the fart is here. Yeah, what's new with you, Lex? Tell me about your butt and your farts.
Well, let's see. I shaved my butt the other day, so it's feeling rather airy.
You shaved it as in
I
you
shaved. I shaved it, yeah.
Like, where do you shave? Like, in the crack on the full butt? Like, how do you do it?
You know, I probably should shave my full butt because it is fuzzy like a peach. But
I feel like you've told us this before. In fact, I asked you this before. You talked about how you spread your cheeks out and get in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course the dude's going to remember.
Yeah. yeah. It was my question.
Juan, what body parts did you shave this week and why weren't they your asshole?
None and none.
Oh, really?
I haven't shaved nothing in a hot minute.
Not even.
And why wasn't it my asshole? Because I don't know. Like, so when I shaved in college, like it got so itchy that I swore off like completely shaving. Everything is like very what would be like 5 o'clock shadow, and I don't want my asshole itching. That'd be terrible.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about waxing?
I have zero desire of that.
I want to get my butthole waxed just so I can stick my butthole in someone's face.
Yeah, that would all like a you, cat.
Yeah.
I feel like you could get away with that without having to wax it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm thinking of growing it out even more and then waxing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with the amount of like weed that you do, Twan, I don't think you have to be worried about the pain tolerance. You probably won't even feel it.
I don't think that has to do with the weed, but yeah, I feel you. I smoke a lot.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
There might be a specific strain of weed that's meant to cure asshole pain. Actually, you know what? I think I have that strain here. It's called Go Away Butt. It's an indica. It's really good. You should try it.
Is that real?
Yeah, here it is. I'll send it to the computer.
I mean, I know like you have like really funny random jokes, but with the way that weed strands are named, like I would not be surprised if there was something named that.
Yeah, that's, and I appreciate that. That's very true. Yes, I did make that up, but if anyone wants to use it, you know, just make sure to send me some of that free butt.
Oh my God, Dana, that could be like the perfect career for you. You could be the chick that just names weed strands.
Ooh, I just named one after both of you guys. Lex, your strain of weed is right cheek, left cheek. And Twan, your strain of weed is called smoke this and then smoke some more, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the strain Go Away Butt sounds a lot like a children's book.
Yeah. You know what? My mom actually got me a lot of like growing up books when I was a kid because she didn't know how to like talk to me about periods and stuff. And I think one of them was called, I think one of them was called "Go Away Butt." Maybe that was "Go Away Penis." You know, that one definitely worked.
Oh. Facebook user says, "Stay baked, Twan." Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, lunch me. Oh, wait. I had sausage and sauerkraut. I've been farting like crazy. Facebook user. Oh, my God. What does it smell like?
Damn. That's
lunch me says, what happened to people putting weaves in their nut hair? What?
Whoa. So I don't need to do that. My nut hair is long and loud. And Twan, what about your nut? I'm guessing your nut hair is like a, it's like a field.
No.
No. Sorry. Slow Your Roll says Mary Twana.
Yep.
Oh, Slow Your Roll, that is perfect. Mary Twana. You can either marry Twan or smoke him.
Or both. Yo, yo.
Lexativa.
Ooh, Lexativa. Oh, that's, I like to smoke that one while I'm driving on the freeway.
Dane Indica.
Oh, Dane Indica.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Ooh, that's perfect, Twan.
Derek Perry says, this is my first time, first live. I'm joining. Awesome. Welcome, Derek. We're glad you're here.
Yay, Derek. Nice to meet you. Call me Dana.
So, what did you guys do last week during our week off?
You first, Twan.
What did I do? What was I doing? Skip me. Pass.
What do you mean? We hung out, Twan.
Yeah, you guys
last week? Last week when we were off? No, over the weekend we hung out. Yeah,
that's still last week.
Well, what did you guys do when you hung out?
So I got asked last minute to do a I thought it was a cannabis dispensary opening. And it was actually like some weirdo's like seed shop opening. It was fucking weird. And even worse is that it was like in this strange like pavilion, but not in the pavilion. It was behind the pavilion. So it was like we were performing in this weird backyard. And I had like 2 hours to fill. So I had Matt Micheletti and Lex come up and do some comedy, and I rap for about 45 minutes and I sweat my titties off.
45 minutes? How did that go? How did it feel, Twan?
Exhausting because it was hot as shit and I sweat my titties off.
Oh man. Were you high the whole time?
Was I high the whole time? Totes obvi.
Totes obvi, bro.
It's like me asking if you were breathing the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. But Matt had an interesting set. Lex definitely had the best set out of the three of us. She crushed it pretty well. Everybody seemed to really enjoy their stuff. So
hell yeah, that's
awesome. I got new fans. You guys here? Are you guys here? I said I got new fans. Are you guys here?
Oh, yay! Got new hands. Oh, tell us more.
Got new hams.
Derek Perry says, if I was Muslim, I'd marry Dana and Lex in one night. I don't think you have to be Muslim to do that. Do you think that we're Muslim?
Yeah, you can be Mormon. You can be missionary. You can be whatever you want to be.
Facebook user says,
I wonder if it has
to
do with polygamy.
Maybe. I mean, we could just, yeah. Facebook user says, missed you last week. We missed you too last week.
Yeah, I missed you too, fart face.
Lunch meat asked, did you guys hook up? Is he talking about me and you?
You and Twan, yeah. Oh, shit.
Ooh, a girl never tells.
Oh, shit. Did you guys touch buttholes?
I will never tell y'all if that happened with me and Lex.
Okay, well, I'll just...
Until she puts a ring on it, until she marries me up and wifeys me up, I ain't fucking telling y'all. None of our business.
Now, what if you Okay, so when you say ring, do you mean one of you puts your finger up the other's butt? Because that's what a ring means to me.
That already happened. Like I'm talking about a ring. Like, she got to put a ring on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fingers in the butthole. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Facebook user says, oh, shit, Twan raps too. Yeah, where you been, bro? Twan, can you just like pop a mean 16, I mean six bars, 16 bars?
Hey, don't refer to his boner that way. Yeah, give us those bars, Twan.
Now I'm really fucked up because I'm thinking about whether or not I should start referring to my dick as 16 bars or six bars.
Twan doesn't like being put on the spot, but when he feels like he's ready to rap, maybe he'll grace us with something this evening.
Yeah, he'll show us his cleft note. Is it our cleft? I miss it.
Question.
Music.
Dick Perry says, I'm saying Muslim men can marry multiple people. Yeah, so can Mormons.
In that case, then you can marry Lex, me, and Twan.
What about me? I want to marry multiple dudes. You're not going to be enough for me if you're sharing it with everybody else.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think that's what you're meant for, Lex. You could have one man and be happy, but I think you need like one for every hour of every day.
Because I need one for every orifice.
Oh, God.
That's like eight, right?
Twan's like, calculating.
I think it's because you guys went over this before. I'm just remembering all the shit you guys have talked about in old episodes.
Oh, man. See, you're good at
that. You went over the ears, the eyes, holes, the mouth, the nose, vagina, butt.
Facebook user Jonathan Tater Tots says, Twan of beating cheeks, don't lie, Lex. Oh, yeah, beating
This is a terrible rumor.
I do like being called the king of beating cheeks, though. I like that name.
Add that to a song. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Lunch Meat. Lunch Meat says, you guys go over that a lot. Orifices.
Yeah. Yep. We like holes and blowing ass into holes.
Yeah, so we hung out with Twan, me and my best gal. We went up to Arizona.
To Arizona.
A terrible storyteller.
These girls should not be allowed up in small ass country towns.
Oh,
her friend Jessa Lynn was dressed like she should not have been walking around a bunch of dumb rednecks. These two smoke shows are walking around just hot as shit. Inappropriate, just being hot. And it's just
we weren't inappropriate. We were just wearing biker shorts.
You know, yeah, whatever. You weren't inappropriate. That's accurate. For a bunch of God-fearing Christian men, they just didn't know what to do with themselves with a set of attractive women from the city.
Were you squirting, Lex? Is that
was I what?
Were you guys squirting as you were walking up and down?
Jesus.
Yep.
Ooh.
Them cheeks were clapping.
Ooh, man. Was fun, you guys. Did you guys partake in any substances like soda pop or something like that?
We got hooked up with these special juices. What is it called? Moon juice or something? What did he call it, Twan? Do you remember?
Nope. Don't remember what it's called at all.
And it was low-key sketch because it was like just in this like plastic bottle, like no label on it or anything. So and he handed it to us. He goes, this is 150 milligrams. And Jess is like, I thought he said 250. So I was like, I thought he said 252, and we had like three different bottles, and we're like, guess we're gonna find out.
Oh my God, you're brave. I would have tried it too, because it's like, hey, I mean, you know, maybe this guy is a wizard, and there's something to it. But yeah, I saw the bottle. It looked pretty sketch, but yummy at the same time.
It tasted really good.
It was like grape Kool-Aid. It was like that grape drink. It was so sweet.
oh shit, I wish I could fart up grape drink. But
I took a sip of it and I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. You can get some. You can get some. All you gotta do is friend him on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do I have
to do? Here in the valley.
Do I have to send him a picture of my butt? Because I don't think. No. I think he'll block me if I do that.
Just make him laugh. He'll probably give you a free bottle.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Give him a nug. Yeah.
Well, give him a what?
A nug.
Give him a nug for a juice.
Yep. For all those words right there together.
It reminds me of those videos of the little kids and they're talking and the guy's like, have a shoes, chef, shoes,
that's me. Twan, it looks like you were drinking out of a cheese grater. Nope. You're drinking out of the same cup you've been drinking out of this entire time. Never mind.
Yeah. I had some of that black unsweetened black mango iced tea from Quick Trip.
Oh yeah.
But it's so hot that the ice melted really fast. So, you know.
You know, the same could be said about the state of our foreign affairs. It didn't work.
Dana's getting political.
What?
Isn't that a climate change thing?
Oh my gosh. Lunch Me asks, are you guys going to the gathering this year? I hear they are hiring a whole bunch of comedians. What gathering?
I'm guessing the gathering of the Juggalos, I have to imagine, is what he's saying.
Oh my god! Yeah. So that is on my bucket list of things to do before I turn 40 in 3-ish years, and I definitely want to meet a Juggalo, go to the gathering, maybe get my face painted.
Ooh!
Oh my god!
That sounds a good time.
Let's find out what the Gathering of the Juggalos is this year and see if we can get in on that.
Yeah, we'll find out for sure.
That'd be awesome. We'll have to make sure not to, we'll have to, like, maybe to be safe, Lex, we should dress up as dudes, because I've heard those.
Ooh, pretty, yeah. Pretty, I've been thinking, sorry. I've been thinking about Halloween is like right around the corner, dude. This year is going by so fast.
6 months.
6 months? What are you talking about? Halloween was like yesterday, right?
No, Halloween is like in 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Please hold while I'm going to mute him.
Is Twan farting right now out of his mouth?
No, he's not.
Oh man, Twan, go drink some black cherry Mamba juice. Twan will be right back. He's gonna go take a shit in a sink. It appears that is what he's doing. He just grabbed a gallon of ass juice given to that guy.
Oh, we have you muted. You have to unmute yourself.
Oh.
Gonna have me unmute myself.
Yeah.
Ass juice.
Yeah, ass juice. You know, I bet that's something Juggalos drink. I think they only drink juice that came out of a toilet. And that's why we should definitely go, because I would love to fart on some Juggalos, honestly.
Oh, interesting.
But like in a positive way, like, hey, I like you, I support you, I fear you, here's a fart.
Do people fart on people negative? I mean, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
This sounds like what
crop dusting is.
I love farting on people naked. Though they never know that I'm there while I'm doing it.
They're naked or you're naked?
I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? I didn't say a thing. What are you talking about?
Oh, Dana's narcissism is coming out.
I know, right?
Lunchmeat says you can do a live podcast while you're there. Yeah, that's a good idea. Might be the core audience. This is a real thing. Okay, we believe you. We believe you. Gosh.
Let's see. I'm going to look up Gathering of the Juggalos. Do I have to pay them with all of my prior fetuses that I've gotten rid of?
Is
that
I don't know, but is Bruce Bigelow going to be there?
Oh, God.
Bruce Bigelow?
Yeah.
The male gigolo?
That is a good reference. Deuce Bigelow, the juggalo.
Facebook user says, come to Massachusetts. Let us know what comedy clubs are out there. Or the Funny Bone in Albany. I will buy all the tickets. Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, hell yeah, Facebook fart. Doing comedy in New York would be fucking awesome. And especially if, like, we can get some juggalos at the show.
Stupid.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm looking really quick. I'm looking up something. And it says the Gathering of the Juggalos is back on for 2021 at Legend Valley in Ohio. Oh, boy. Oh, in August. So August, we're going to Ohio. I've always wanted to go there.
Ohio in August is going to be dog shit.
That's basically like we're traveling to on a plane to Phoenix from Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. Just a quick little tour guide ride. Facebook user says, I know mad juggalos. That's awesome. I have to go back to early 2000s mall scene. Oh, yeah. I worked in the mall during that time. Uncle Jay Bird says, Lex and Dana are the best. Thank you.
Aw, thank you, Uncle Jay Bird. Twan, you're the best, too. You just need to
Buddy. Get
your own uncle.
Don't leave Twan out.
Don't worry, the juggalos got me. I got nothing. Juggalos bago the shit out of me.
Ooh. Okay, Dana. So what did you do last week?
I did a bunch of shows. I did a bunch of shows. I farted by myself quite a bit. I did not eat a single vegetable, and yet I still farted like 5 times.
Ooh.
Yeah. Again, I mean, my farts are either farts or complete ass bombs, like sharts in the car. And I almost sharted before a show the other night. And I was in Chandler, which is like 20, 30 minutes away from where I live. And I almost sharted myself before a show. And I was able to hold it in by just like doing a few butt kegels and went back up. But, you know, if I would have sharted myself, I would have just gone on stage because I wear black leggings and they hold stuff in for a while.
Was that the night that you left Improv Mania early?
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, oh, no. I'm sorry. I lied. No, that was because I hated myself and hated my set and was angry and wanted to go cry, eat in the car. And then I had an almost shart explosion. Damn, I sound like a goddamn stoner child when I talk sometimes.
It's okay, me too. It's okay.
Lunch Meat says, is marijuana technically a vegetable? Only if you leave it in the hospital without...
No, it would be a green. It would be a green.
Like a lettuce?
Yeah. Not the same as a vegetable.
So then, oh, so are you saying that like marijuana gives you the shits? Everything gives me the shits. I just have to look.
I don't know about that.
A leafy green?
I don't know about that. Marijuana is referred to as like broccoli.
Oh, cruciferous, right? That's how it's pronounced. Cruciferous.
Cruciferous.
Or cruciferous. the crucified vegetables.
What's the word? What is Twan? What's
I could never say it. Like when I like studied to become a nutritionist, I could never say that word. It's like library. I always want to say library.
Library. I like library because
I can't say dispensary right either.
Dispensary.
Wait, Twan, how do you say cruciferous?
Cruciferous?
Oh,
cruciferous.
Cruciferous. Okay.
Cruciferous. 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 Cruciferous.
What? Yeah.
Cruciferous vegetables are good for your estrogen levels.
Oh, so is that why? Okay, I was going to make a gross joke, but you know what? I'm going to hold off.
No, please.
No,
the honor.
It won't make sense. I was going to say, is that why I don't get my period anymore? But I still get it. Bam. Okay, never mind.
Cruciferous. Cruciferous.
Those are the kind of vegetables that get stuck in your teeth?
Yeah.
Cruciferous, the only kind of vegetables Twan eats when he's around a sexy lady.
Cruciferous, it looks like a UCF fighter's ear.
Ooh.
Cauliflower?
I just want to take a bite out of them and then go hang out with my
baby. Those ears are so sexy. I just want you for a snack.
Yeah, I want cauliflower loaf hanging off your lobe.
Ooh, I want to cut off your ear and toss it in some buffalo sauce.
Ooh, is that a nipple on your face, or are you just happy to see my nipple? Derek says, Dana, a damn bomb. That's right. I have been described as a damn bomb. If the NRA, who are the people that listen to us? NCA? NPA?
The FCC?
What was the big thing years ago? Anytime I texted my friend something terrible, like, hey, I want to do something terrible to someone, I would always write in parentheses, yo, NSA, I was just kidding, but I might have been writing to the wrong people.
Possibly.
No, NSA is right. The National Security Agency is the one that listens in on all of your communications, like your emails and your phone stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Twan. Okay.
That's right.
The NSA. So what is the NRA, the National
Rifle Association?
Yeah.
Rifle.
Lunch Meat was saying the same thing, FCC for radio. Derek Perry says, I'm a simp for Dana for now on since Lex left me on red on IG. I get so many messages, bruh. I'm a hot commodity right now.
I've always wanted to. Dude, I'm okay with being your sloppy fart sloppers. Your sloppy fart seconds, Lex, because I have always wanted a simp. I mean, I thought Twan was a simp, but really he's a pimp simp.
Nah, Twan ain't no simp. I don't want no beta boy.
Twan's an alpha blocker beta.
An alpha blocker?
Oh, no. An alpha blocker beta!
Twan comes from fish. what's your IG, Dana? I'm gonna follow you right now. Oh yeah, shit. You can. Oh no, my microphone unplugged. Hold on.
Didn't change Dana the audio at all.
It didn't what?
It didn't change the audio at all.
Oh really?
You're probably not even using that microphone.
I bought this off like a 20-year-old on Craigslist, and he gave it to me, and it was 10 times bigger than I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, okay.
Did you select the microphone in your audio settings?
No, I always forget to do that. Let me see. Audio. Okay, it says, it's on the internal microphone, not the big blue microphone.
Oh, yeah, that sounds way better.
Oh, God damn it. Excuse me, God, for damning you. Yo, Derek, that Dana Wisson is my Venmo, too, if you're feeling generous.
Have you not been turning on your microphone this whole time? It sounds so different.
I know I turned it on, like, once or twice, but I didn't realize I had to do it every time. So, yep. I mean, nope.
Uh-oh. All right. So now is probably the perfect time to tell them, Dana.
Oh, wait. Tell them my news?
Yeah.
Wait, the news I told you the other day that I'm not sure if I told Tuan yet, but you might have told Tuan, which is totally cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me find a fart first so I can get into this. Hold on. Let me find you guys fart.
I just want to reiterate the situation. Dana just figured out that she hasn't been using her microphone this whole time. Okay, and now Dana, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
You're watching the most trusted resource for flatulence in the media. That's right, Fart Talk presents Farts in the News.
All right, and this just in fart news. Dana, as in me, will be gone next week, next Wednesday, because I have a show. And then on July 28th, the fartiest Wednesday of the year, that will be my final fart. We are doing Dana's final fart because I am leaving Fart Talk. Now, listen, everyone, listen. And this was something I was so worried about, but Lex and Tuan are amazing. I love the show. I love Lex. I love Tuan. I love you guys. I just want to work on other things. You know, I'm getting old. I'm not going to be sexy for very much longer. I got to go, you know, work on myself, go to therapy every day, work on my comedy, write, try to get famous before I turn 40, because, you know, once ladies turn 40, then our boobs fall out of our assholes and we have to be careful. So, I'll be gone next week. I'll be back on the 28th, and that'll be my last show. But Lex will still be here. Tuan will still be farting around, sticking his dick in farts, shaving assholes, you know, whatever he does. And Derek says, I have a good 5 years to be sexy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Derek. My name is DanaWhiSSen. I'm saying that because you asked me earlier, not because you say I have 5 years left to be sexy. And let's see. Oh, and Lunch Meat says, is it really that hard to talk with your friends once a week? Yeah, it is, Lunch Meat. Yeah, it is.
First of all, Lunch Meat, we do a lot more than just this. There's a lot of work that goes behind this. So I'm proud of Dana for being brave enough to say, hey, this is too much on my plate right now, and her wanting to work on herself. And I support her 100%. And she's still my best partner in crime.
Oh, you're my best partner in crime too. And Tuan, you are the asshole. No, that sounds bad, but you're the asshole. I want to stick a whack. You are the wax strip to my asshole. That is what you are to me. But seriously, I'm going to write that one down. I'm going to use that whenever there's some annoying dude trying to talk my head off while I'm wearing headphones in a show. You know what, John? You're the wax strip to my hairy butt. Okay.
But I like it that I said nothing and I still annoyed you somehow.
Wait, did you say you annoyed me?
Yeah, you're like, I'll use that on an annoying dude sometime in the future.
No, I don't think you're annoying, Tuan. You're a good target because you have a peen. You have a peen. When you have a peen, I want to be mean. I just, you know, got those dicks. I want to be a bit.
He's got a peen and a poon.
Got a peen and a poon. But yeah, seriously, guys, I love you guys. And whatever you guys do after this, whatever farts you guys let out, I still love you. And I want to fucking go up north with you guys and do drugs and drink soda pop and stuff. Like, and like, I want to do all of that. And then, like, I don't know, but I can't believe we've been doing this for, I think, over a year.
Almost. We don't have quite a year's worth of episodes because we had some breaks here and there, but we're like 7 episodes away from 52 weeks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. That's dope. Well, Derek, Lunch Meat says, can I be the next co-host?
Oh, well, you see, Lunch Meat, I'm going to be taking a poll in our Facebook group page probably later this week to kind of ask people what they want to see moving forward. The structure of the show is going to stay the same, but, you know, whether it's just going to be me or if I'm going to maybe interview for another co-host and kind of have like tryouts for a co-host or something fun like that. But I kind of want to reach out to you guys and.
Whoa, what was that? What was that?
Dana Wilson says, I want to see ass. Well, you're going to have to go on the Patreon for that. And that is right here. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. There it is. See, I'm not that great at it either, Dana.
Thank you. Lunch Meat says you should have tryouts. Yeah, you're going to do... Lex is going to do some dope ass shit. But I'm saying, you know, as someone who's going to continue watching the show, I vote for seeing more ass. Twan, Lex's, any of your guests, if they're willing to sign a butt consent form, you know? Only if that, only, you know, I don't want to give anyone any ideas, but I'd like a good ass fart. Anyway,
please use your microphone on the 28th.
Oh shit, you're gonna have to remind me. Oh my god, you guys, this, I can't believe
all this time I thought it was because this bitch didn't have any headphones. Like, Dana, no. Let's get you a pair of headphones.
Oh god, Twan, what are you smoking on? Are you smoking in honor of my farts?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
I'm smoking a horchata blend in honor of your 2-week notice, where you're also going to be calling out for your for 1 week in your 2-week notice.
Hey, that's actually
what I'm smoking for.
Oh, thank you so much, Twan. I love a good horchata mix strain. I also, that is how I typically quit jobs. I give them a 2-week notice and then I give up before I get there.
We all want to give up in that 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm usually the person who's like, you know what? Being responsible and having money isn't worth it. I'm going to go do something that makes me good for a minute out of my day. And then nothing. But not this time. I gotta take care of myself. I'm drinking too much coffee. I'm getting fat. I gained like 6 pounds in the past few months because all I eat is fast food and I haven't had quality farts. And I think I'm just sad about that.
I believe in you, Dana.
Thank you. I believe in both of you, even though you don't exist.
I don't exist.
Well, I don't know. I think you exist. Twan, I'm a little unsure of, because he's nodding, he's shaking his head just like a guy from outer space.
Here comes Captain Obvious. Ooh. Ron Lafreniere says, ooh, eat more beans, Dana.
I mean, yeah, that could be taken as obvious, Lex, but I haven't had a single, all I eat are I just pour a bag of sugar down my gullet every day and I call it a meal. Derek says, I'm 24 and I don't like coffee. Am I human? I think you're superhuman. I think that's pretty awesome, Derek, that you don't like coffee. I don't like it either, but I drink it because it's like, hey, I gotta feel something. So sad. Lunch Meat says, Towin. Who's Towin? Towin's an alien. Hey, that should be your new song, Twan. Towin is an alien. He's got legs for arms, and his arms are in his ears. What?
Towin.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Oh, toe in, girl. Yeah, toe in, toe out. I don't care. Okay. Tell me, Lex and Twan, what have your farts been like today? What?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I farted some pretty good ones. They sounded a little wet. And ooh. I was trying to record them, but I was so busy at work that I couldn't. However, I did catch a pretty good fart when I was up north. It wasn't when I was hanging out with Twan, but it was after we got back from hanging out with Twan. And I was like freaking out, trying to grab my phone. I'm like fumbling my phone, trying to get it to turn on so I can catch this fart. And I caught like it was a long fart and I caught like the last half of it.
Oh.
And it's on the Patreon page. I just posted it. This morning.
Yesterday. Follow our Patreon at www.patreon.com/farttalk. Lex let out a big ass fart and you got to pay to see it. Hear it. What about you, Twan? What were your farts like today or this past week?
Last night they were kind of smelly. I don't know what was going on last night. I had some bubble guts. Ooh. But it was like those weird bubble guts where it was like I felt like I needed to shit. Like I needed to have like a You know that poop that you have after you have like a really big soda and a large popcorn at the movie theater?
Yes.
I felt like I needed one of those, but like all I had all night was just stinky butt clappers.
Ooh, yeah.
Was it like major laser bubble guts? Bubble guts. Bubble 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 guts. Bubble guts.
Yeah.
Bubble 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 guts.
Mm-hmm.
Womp 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 womp
I feel like you're shitting yourself a lot lately, Dana.
Ooh. I'm almost shitting myself a lot, Twan. Key word, almost. Will I get to the point of actually doing it? Yes. Have I been at the point of actually doing it? Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Derek Perry says, I honestly want to know how y'all started with this whole page. I forgot that you're new here, Derek.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a fart assist for about 10 years now.
Damn. Yeah. That's a long ass time.
And yeah, you know, I saw a need for the YouTube community, for the world, and I decided to start a fart show.
Yeah, and Lex and I had good fart chemistry on stage, and we both, you know, smelt what each other dealt, and then one thing led to another, and we were blasting ass for the masses.
Blasting ass for cash. That's going to be my new Twitter handle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm going to tell you right now that that's probably not going to get the intended reception that you're thinking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gay responses on that one. I'm blasting ass for cash.
Blasting ass as opposed to blowing ass?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My farts can be blasty.
Yeah, my farts are just sad and undiagnosed with undiagnosed mental illness.
Dana is a vibe, bruh. She's a whole vibe.
Oh,
have thanks. You got any crazy messages? Yeah, actually we have. So one of the things I've been thinking about doing on the Patreon channel is I don't know what I'm going to call it, but farts in the DMs maybe.
And yeah.
Farts in the DMs. And I'm going to start sharing all the crazy messages that I get with Patreon members. And then we can make fun of those people. It's all love though. It's all love. No judgment.
Do you get Lex, Antoine, maybe you do too. Do you get messages from the same person on different platforms?
That has happened before, yeah.
Okay. Has that happened to you, Twan? Do you have any fart followers?
No.
No one's taking you for farts?
I have a particular fart fanatic that, Dana, I'm sure you've encountered as well. He's the sweetest he can be. But he'll leave me some comments on YouTube, and then he'll message me on Instagram to let me know that he left a comment on my YouTube. It's the cutest thing.
And then he'll like a video on your TikTok just to remind you that he's there.
Yeah.
And then send you a message that says, "Hey, I'll be there in a minute. Oh, sorry, that was for someone else." I know, I've done that in the past. I get it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, you're being way too specific, Dana.
Oh, I know all the ticks. I know all the ticks. Lunch Meat says, is Petey's Pile the Oko Yono? Petey and Pile. You know, I love Petey and Pile. That is a wonderful cartoon produced by my boyfriend. His name is Pile, and our dear friend Petey Peterson. And it's a cartoon about a pile of shit. And yes, Lunch Meat, the Oko is the Yono. Did I just spit on myself?
What was that?
What was that? I don't know. My Tourette's is coming back full force.
That's how my mom winks. She's like,
oh, man. She's doing it backwards.
I know. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm like, can you wink with your mouth closed? She's like,
I'm crying. Whoa. So this is what it's like to give Twan a blowy.
What? That sounds horrible. That does not. I hope it doesn't sound anything like that. What? Give me a blowy.
That's not how it sounds for everyone. Oh, that's how it's supposed to sound, Lex.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lie, and that's just upsetting to think that they're just vomiting.
Okay, this is how I think your blowjobs sound, Twan. I mean, when you get them, they pretend I'm the girl. And it glows red in your mouth. I'm just getting.
You just call my dick a microphone?
Yeah. That's what they all
the
are,
Yeti,
right?
If you will.
I think you're more of a what's that? You're more of a Rhodes Scholar microphone. No, not Rhodes Scholar. Rhodes. You're a Sennheiser Bush microphone. I don't know.
That's like a myth. It's a microphone and a beer company.
It's a beer. I don't know. It's hot in here.
A Sennheiser Bush.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot.
So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. I'm going to let a fart rip.
Oh, man, you guys. I don't want this day to end.
I know. This has been super fun. But I got to take a poop soon. I'm going to be honest. I got to take my second poop of the day soon.
Well, any last words?
I just hope I leave my chair before I do it.
That's what you want is your last words?
Yep.
I hope I leave my chair before I do it.
Yeah, unlike last time. What any final thoughts for today's episode, guys? I'll be here in 2 weeks.
I'm gonna go cry now.
Only cry if you eat something while you're doing it, because then it's not authentic.
I got pretzels.
I hope you do like that ugly crying that makes you also fart. Makes your butt cheeks clap.
Ooh. I hope you do a naked cry.
A booty clapper cry. My butt is sore right now. My butt is sore.
Why?
From the gym.
Oh, damn. You should do some squat videos, like squat fart videos.
Yeah, I know. I need to, like, dedicate a couple nights a week to be alone and fart for my all of you.
Ooh. And then maybe, like, track the smell of your farts, too. Like, maybe, you know, like a fart tracker.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Tuan can be your fart tracker.
Yeah. He'll be smelling my farts from time to time.
Slow Your Roll says, I feel sad, too. But you do you, Dana. We'll always love you forever. Thanks for the laughs and the farts. Thank you, Slow Your Roll. And I'm going to save all my emotion and stuff for 2 weeks from now because that's what I do best. I procrastinate even thinking and emotioning. So, yeah. And I hope, and then, yeah, I love you guys.
Ron says cabbage farts. Dude, cabbage farts are the best.
Yeah. Ooh, I love when I fart up a little bit of mayonnaise, too.
Ooh. What is going on over here? There's a cat over here.
What?
Dana, are you saying that you're leaving fart talk to start shit talk? Because you have just been, you are completely on poop talk. Like, total poop. You have evolved from the fart to the bowl?
No, I mean, you're right. I am definitely talking more about poops these days. It's just, you know, my butt just hasn't.
Uh-oh.
And you know, my butt just has an hurt.
She's like, dun-dun. What are you doing?
That is, that's perfectly Dana. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty much. That's perfect.
I know. That was a perfect exit. Sorry, my cat was like scratching at stuff. All right. Well, I think Dana's gone.
Yeah, no,
I think Dana's gone. So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for joining in. Whoa, what is happening? Ooh, now, yeah, okay. All right. Bye.